din. Welcome, everybody. Lonoika makahiki, haole makahiki ho. Good to see everybody. So we'll call this meeting to order. Welcome to our Hawaii Island Burial Council meeting, Thursday, January 20th, 2022. I'd like to ask for our roll call. We'll start with Clifford Kapono.
Clifford Kapono, Hilo.
Uncle Norm was muted, but I saw him raise his hand. Norman Kaimuloa. Kaimuloa. Scott, roll call.
Oh, Uncle Des. Kaya. Kau. Hoi.
Scott Mahoney. Kau.
Waiola Higa. Hamakua.
We're carpooling today.
Large landowner.
Helena Blakemore, large landowner representing Puna. How about our Ship D people? Would you like to introduce yourselves, please?
Yeah, burial site specialists.
Ka'ahiki Salis, cultural historian.
Aloha and welcome, everybody. I know we have someone here also. You want to go ahead and introduce yourself? I know you're here for recognition.
Hi, Kelly Gould, here for recognition.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Uncle Des, could you open us with a prayer today to start us off?
E puli kako, e ke akoa na puleia e holo yana I ka poe, puena o ke aina, me ka pale ai I pauko. Kaina homia, e pulia e ho'opau ana, ina hewa o ka aina a pau. A pau ke a e me ka kawau, I pau ke kula pia, a me ka pela luka, I pau e uhuli a lana, I laila noho peku, e ema pui kala, mala pakai, so mali hou I ke a hua, amene. Hoi.
Thank you, Uncle Des. Okay, so I think our first item, number three on our agenda, is approval of minutes for October 14th. Item A of number three. Uncle Norm, I think we got a mute.
I think somebody got a mute. It's the background noise is coming out. Okay,
loud and clear.
It was Uncle Norm. I think we got it. Okay, so our first topic for in our agenda is approval of the minutes for October 14th, 2021. I know a number of us were missing last month and we didn't have quorum, so I'm assuming it was deferred until this month. Does anybody have about the minutes from October 14th? Go ahead, Cliff.
I've got a question here. Reading the HRS that governs the burial council procedure, it says that the council shall make and implement the HRS 6E 435 A and B, which says that the burial council shall consult, or SHPTI shall consult with the council to burial treatment and preservation plans, make recommendations to the SHPTI regarding the appropriate management, treatment, and protection of Native Hawaiian burial sites. So under that clause, here's the deal. Part of the minutes reference a recording, but we don't have access to that recording. So what we're doing is we're approving the minutes on an assumption. So what that does is, in the event that someone petitioning for a recognition or a case that we discuss, if it goes to court, how do we know that what we approved was exactly what was said? So as the burial council, we're to advise SHPTI about its management procedure. I'm of the opinion that we can't vote on minutes unless we have the transcripts of everything said or what is alluded to by the vote. But to default to an evidence that's not clear is assumptive and it's not going to hold in court. So this is protecting the rights of those Kanaka coming before us looking for counsel and the approval of SHPD, which binds them to what they agreed to. So this creates a problem for any future type of complaint or anything else. So all that said, on the vote, I'm going to have to abstain from my vote. And the reason being is that I cannot accept a recording that we don't have access to. And we're voting on a document. So the transcript from that recording should be included in the document. That's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you, Council Capono. Go ahead, La.
I kind of, you know, what Anacola Clifford said, I would agree with the fact that, you know, there's on the website, we have access to a couple of meetings back. I think it's the last audio is in October, as far as recordings go. And I'm just going to link it. I know you guys know where this is, but this is what I'm looking at. So I put it in the chat, but it's got the audio from October, you know, and then I think for recordings, but there's no recordings for the last few meetings, the ones that we're, so October we're talking about approving, but then it doesn't have November, which is the other, yeah. I think I'm just looking at that and we definitely need the audio. But then I was also just kind of thinking, you know, I'm sure you guys have had discussions and you've decided upon how you're going to do the minutes at the moment. But I think as much as I like the recordings, I'd like some sort of written document to read because I don't really want to listen to the whole recording to make sure that the minutes can, I mean, the recording's going to be valid, especially because Kea did it the right way. It's referencing the exact moment that we said something, so you know that, you know, the recording is gonna, it's, he's not transcribing anything, so there's really nothing in question, but I'd rather read it, and that's just maybe preference. I'm okay with the idea of, you know, if the minutes have reference to the recording time, that seems super appropriate, and it's also really transparent because what better way to recognize what we said than to actually look at the recording. But yeah, we can't approve it if we don't, you know, have it. And it's not posted on the website or anything because there's nothing to approve.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything they want to say? Council members? Oh, there's our fearless leader. Welcome, Nale.
Go ahead. One fast comment is that on what I'm suggesting, I believe we need an opinion from the AG. So this will either bind them to what they agree to, or it'll be a matter of a record what they disagree to. So
we can defer the approval though, right? If we want, if people want to watch the video. I mean, I know the video is correct, but
you mean the recording?
The recording.
Are you meaning we should listen to the entire October recording before we can approve of the
minutes from October? No, I'm asking to have it a written document. I would prefer traditional minutes. I don't really know that I would. And then when I'm looking at approval, if the minutes aren't supposed to be available to the public, that's where I don't feel I can approve it until it's up for the public to view. Even though, you know, that's kind of, I don't want to have to listen to the whole recording. I'd rather read the minutes and make sure that those are accurate, but I also understand that the recording is probably the most accurate you could ever get. But I think in order to approve it, it needs to be publicly available and up on the online. So that's what I'm kind of saying.
That's interesting. Yeah, maybe we can should defer for the AG's comment on whether we should approve minutes until the public can see it. I know what you're saying because I was looking at the for October minutes, everything is written out and it talks about a motion being made, who made it, who seconded, and how it came out. And that I appreciate because it's all there in black and white. But I noticed in the December minutes, because there was no quorum, it just had the item and it didn't describe anything. There was not a one sentence summary, which I personally would appreciate. I appreciate that the motions are put out and how they, the outcome, but I would also like to have just a one sentence summary of, there was, you know, variable opinions on this topic, but this was the outcome and the vote. So at least somebody could see when reading it, ooh, there was, you know, indecision, or there was differences of opinion from within our council, but this is how we voted. So we have more information than just a, you know, a blank statement of what the item agenda was. So I would appreciate that.
But I also definitely understand that we need to be clear with Kea about what, and agree on something, because it's not fair to him if we don't.
And this is
and I correct myself. Yeah, yeah. I totally.
Our liability is to consult to SHPD. That's what the HRS says. Everything else is not applicable. So the issue here is this: whether or not the recording substantiates the outcome of the vote. So in the writing, it could be the agenda, what we voted on, all those in favor, who abstained, who objected. That's all we need. But if you include the minutes, if you default to something outside of what the written document is, we need to have access to that before we can vote on it intelligently. So all this conversation, you guys are spinning around in a circle. If the AG doesn't want to do this, we need an opinion from them so we can hold them liable based upon their testimony. So what we're doing here is a matter of law. This isn't like how you feel or what you're thinking. It's statutory. So by that statute, by evidence, you can only vote on what you can see and what you understand. So in the minutes, when it says someone's commented on this time or whatever, what does that mean? That's vague. You can't have that as evidence. So the procedure, us consulting to SHPD on their management is flawed. That needs to be corrected. So either just go for the vote on what the issue was, who voted for, who abstained, and who was against. That is good. But in the inclusion of the audio, this is where it throws it off. So either transcribe everything that was said or leave it out. That's all I'm saying. So
well, I think they did leave it out and they just put the recording number down.
They didn't leave it out because they cite the recording. If you cite the recording, you have to have that as evidence.
The recording for October is up. And he also, and as the October minutes do tell the motions and things. Sorry, Kalena, I didn't see that. The November recording is not up. So, you know, I expressed a preference for it all to be written, but if the rest of the council is comfortable with approving the October recording, that everything's available.
Here's the basic logic. You're approving something that you don't have in front of you. It's a recording. Don't include it, you're good. Include it, you have to show it. So why are we having this discussion?
Because we all have a right to our opinions, and thank you. You have spoken and we know what your opinion is. So let the floor also
opinion,
go to
the
other
opinion
people,
moving forward should be a legal opinion from the AG.
That's your opinion, thank you. Let's hear from others. There was no November meeting, if I'm to, my memory serves me right. Was it canceled?
I'm so we didn't referencing the wrong things. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we didn't have a meeting in November.
I'm saying November, but I mean December. I'm sorry. I'm not being the recording's not up for the second minutes. Sorry about that. I'm making things more confusing.
No problem. So right now we do have our minutes. Oh, go ahead, Scott.
I think since the October minutes didn't get sent to me anyway. We should defer that thing, like Law said, until next month when Kale gets that thing together. But as far as the December one, I think we can take a vote on that already. That's my opinion.
Okay, so we will take a vote. We need a motion first to defer the approving the minutes of October.
So I move that we defer the minutes of October.
Second.
Okay. Uncle Des seconds. Any more discussion? Okay, let's call for the vote. All those in favor of deferring minutes of 2021, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Any abstain? One abstain. Okay, motion passes. Thanks, everybody. I think I can turn this over to our fearless leader, Nale. You can go down to the next one. We're just going to be approving the minutes.
Actually, Kalena, the bummer is I'm running two Zooms at the same time because we're doing blended learning. So we got students at home and we got students here at school. So if you can keep going, I'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate this for this meeting, please. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Mahalo, COVID. Mahalo,
COVID. Good try, Kalena.
No fair.
Okay. Good practice. Good practice.
All right, you guys, let's move to the next one. We're still in number three, item B, approval for the minutes of December 16, 2021. And I will just open up first. When I was reading it, I would like to have a little summary at the end of each item, just a one sentence, not a novella that says the outcome of something, because I wasn't there last month and I don't want to have to call the members to say, hey, what happened? You know, what was the, you know, issue here? So just right away, like for item A of last month, deferred till January. I would just like a sentence like that. Or in item A, item for business, descendancy recognition, again, just a summary that, oh, we had no quorum. We're sorry about that last month, Mr. Gould. And just that we deferred until this month. Just simple little one sentence, why an explanation of why we didn't do something or why something was done. So I that was my only comment. And I'm sorry, I should let you guys go first and comment.
I agree. That's same thing.
Okay. Well, if everyone's good with December, then shall someone make a motion?
If I can add something in. So what I've been doing is, you know, I haven't been posting the recordings until, you know, you guys approve it, but it does make sense that you guys want to listen to it first. And so I can post the recordings, you know, the week after. Burial Council meeting is always on Thursday. I can post the audio recordings to our website that the following week, Monday or Tuesday. So at least you guys have, you know, that month to go back to the minutes to listen to them. For the October minutes, the reason that one is up already is because I think we have 45 days to post minutes, whether they're approved or not. And so that's why that one is up. November, we didn't have a meeting. December, I haven't posted it yet because I was waiting for it to get approved. And so, but in the future, yeah, I can just start posting the audio recordings, you know, like I said, the following week. That way, by the time you guys get the written summaries, you can, you know, reference the audios. And if you guys did want to change the format of the minutes, you know, you guys can decide on, you guys can all decide on that and let me know if that's the other thing that you guys want to do. But, you know, I think most of you guys know I've changed the format of the minutes about four times based on what was requested. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't just, you know, come up with this way of doing the minutes on my own. It was a consensus by what was requested from the council.
Aloha,
aka
Ka'ahiki. I have been looking at the Sunshine Law, and I think it gives a little more clarity on minutes and what is required. So if you look at the Sunshine Law, and you look at page 36, I think, where it speaks about meeting minute requirements, all the way to about 39, that'll give some mana'o to you folks and maybe offer some clarity on what is required. So mahalo. Oya valeo.
Oya.
Would someone make a motion to approve the minutes of December 2021?
If we could wait until those changes that you had requested. I don't know if that's something that everyone else wants, but I would still motion to defer until those changes are made and approve it at the next meeting with those changes, if that's something that we can agree on.
Okay.
Got to vote on that motion.
You got to vote on what motion? We need to have a motion with a second on the floor.
So the procedure calls for a motion, then discussion. The discussion is a function of the motion that law, I believe, or I'm led to believe, is suggesting that it be deferred. So you need to vote on that before you can go on. So here, in this, we really need to understand the procedure of this thing. If we're going to do Robert's Rules of Order, which I think is bullshit, but we can just have common sense. Why should Kea have to transcribe all of Wala'au when we can just put down the issue and how it was voted, who voted for, who voted for against, who abstained? So that if the whole purpose that if these minutes are ever called for someone's defense or prosecution, it can be elaborated then. But to refer to something that's not there, that's insane. That is totally insane. That's why I said, get an opinion from the AG, what they're agreeing to do or not. It will hold them liable. So, and know this, everybody on this council, you and your person are liable. You are liable. So you really better know what you're doing. Whatever you think or whatever you feel, it better be in line with the statute, because the law doesn't care about that. Ignorance is no excuse of the law. So we're in a position where we're taking a lot of responsibility. We got to get our stuff together. And no, don't need to make it more complicated than it already is. Just make it as smooth as possible. Don't allude to something that's not there. Just speak to what's there concisely of the majority opinion, boom, going, and move on. So we don't have to waste time. That's all I got to say.
Okay, so I am on item B, number 3, approval of the minutes for December 16th. I need a motion to either approve the minutes or to defer the minutes, and then someone will second it, and then we will have a discussion, and then we will call for the vote. That is the Robert's Rules, okay?
I think Law already made a motion to defer it, right, Law?
Yes.
But it wasn't, nobody seconded.
Nobody seconded.
So can we make another motion?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the minutes for December.
I second.
Okay.
I'll second.
Thank you. We have an opening for discussion, and we know quite a bit already from one of our members, your opinion. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to add to that that's a different new addition to the question? Let's call for the vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes of December 2021, say aye.
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 Four. So that's 4, I think. All those opposed?
1.
1. All those abstaining?
1.
The motion passes. Thank you.
Good.
Okay, we will go on to business 4, item A, descendancy recognition. Application of Kelly Gould to the skeletal remains of Kamaiokalani, inventory number 50-10-37-16725, located at Halekii Ahupua'a, North Kona District, Island of Hawaii, TMK 38-1-004:003. Information, discussion, determination, and determination whether to recognize the applicant as a cultural descendant to the above native Hawaiian skeletal remains. The council may elect to go into executive session pursuant to HAR 13-300-25D. The council may close a meeting whenever location or description of a native Hawaiian burial site is under consideration. The chairperson, by concurrence of a majority of members present at the meeting, shall be authorized to require the public to leave the meeting while the confidential matter is being discussed and reopen the meeting once the confidential matter is no longer being considered. I understand that Mr. Gould gave testimony last month. I'm sorry 4 of us were missing. I know that there is a letter from Hinana Rodriguez, who also approves of recognizing you as a cultural descendant. I'm not sure what order to read that letter. Nale, do you want to guide me? Do I read that at the beginning or the end of now? even now. Okay, I'm going to read this now. This is a letter from Hinano. I didn't have it in my packet this month. I will notice that I had to print it out, but I see it was in the October or November one. Okay, here we go. Let's see. From Hinano Rodriguez, History and Culture Branch Chief, subject ascendancy recognition application of Kelly Gould to Kamayo Kalani, inventory number 50-1037-16725, located at Halekii'i Ahupua'a North Kona, District Island of Hawaii, TMK 38-1-004:003. For the purpose of establishing and substantiating a lineal cultural descendant claim to the unidentified skeletal remains to the above property, the named individual below has submitted an application to the Department of Land and Natural Resources State Historic Preservation Division for assessment and verification pursuant to Hawaii Administrative Rules 13-300-35. The administrative rules require that the applicant provide evidence of genealogical connections to a Native Hawaiian ancestor who once resided and or are buried in the same ahupua'a or district where the unidentified skeletal remains are located or originated from. In this case, the applicant listed below has submitted information genealogically connecting himself to Mary Keli'i, owner of the land grant 1462. Therefore, the SHIPD recommends that the HIBC recognize the individual listed below as a cultural descendant to Kamayo Kalani, site number 50-10-37-16725, located at Halekii'i Ahupua'a, North Kona, District Island of Hawaii, TMK 38-1-004:003. Should you have any additional questions or concerns, please contact our Hawaii. Oh, okay. This is Kelly's. Okay. So I open the floor for discussion. If anyone wants to reiterate, or if Mr. Gould would like to reintroduce himself, since there's four new members here that we missed you last month.
Right. And I just want to cut in really quick. You know, if you want me to, Kelly, I have your recording. I have the video recording from last month. So if you wanted me to play that, okay. I can screen share and play that, or you can go ahead and give a new testimony if you want. Up to you.
You can play it.
Okay. Okay. Give me a second to screen share.
Thank you.
Can everybody see this?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And you guys can hear it?
No, can't hear it.
Oh, hang on.
It might be your on your Zoom where you go to mute and change the audio settings. You would you might have to change your speaker output. On the you know, the carrot next to mute in the bottom corner.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the carrot and it says select speaker. You can try doing same as system for microphone and speaker. That might work.
Why don't you just let Mr. Gould make a statement? A summary. Yeah,
you want to do that? Sorry, I thought it would be able to just play.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, let me come off the screen share.
You know, if I could, you know, enough apologies and I'm sorry, and this is just whole more. We're all trying to work it out over here. And, you know, let's bypass that Kaumaha stuff. Let's poho that and just move forward.
I agree. Sorry about that.
Okay, so Kelly, go for it.
Oh,
Go ahead, Kelly.
Oh, aloha kakaiaka. Hello. Hi. I just wanted to talk about my family a little bit. We grew up in Kainalu. My family resided in the Halaiki'i to Kawanui, Ahupua'as, and I'm sorry, I kind of just put onto the spot. I'm sorry about that. My mother, Karina Makanaloa, was a floral designer and worked part-time at Hulihei Palace. She passed away in 2007. My grandmother, Patsy Kili'i, or Tutsi, what my family guys called her, was a nurse at Keoho Rehab and a member of Lanakila Church, which also sits in some of the Ahupua'as. In Kainalua, she was a faithfully devoted Christian who loved to sing and read and on her Bible. My great-grandfather, Pila Kili'i, was a cowboy and employed by the Wa Ohana. He married Agnes Namu'o and had my grandma, guys. Pretty much growing up, my whole life, we resided in this area. Everybody knows our family for the Kainalua to and all of the Hokulea areas. And basically, I know how important this is. It means a lot to me for the recognition. I've worked side by side with Hale Aloha Ayao for several years and Billy Fields doing reinterments across the state for the past 15 years before I came down to Hokulea and worked for these guys, finally come home and just relax. So this means a lot to me. That's it.
A motion that we accept Mr. Gould's request to be included as a lineal descendant.
We have a motion.
A second.
Does seconds? Okay. Any discussion?
I just want to. Oh, Uncle Norman, go ahead.
I think we trying to approve the cultural descendant, not lineal, yeah. So, you know, I don't think we should make a motion to accept lineal when the paperwork is for cultural approval, yeah. So, make a motion to approve the cultural. I think it's all bono, but I cannot accept the lineal. Sorry.
We gotta continue on the motion that's on the floor before we do anything else.
Wasn't it for a cultural descendancy? That's the motion. Cultural descendant recognition, correct?
The motion was for a lineal descendant.
Oh.
Take the vote on that. If it doesn't pass, then you got the chance to abide. Come on, we need to get our act together.
So we have a second from Uncle Des. Was that your second to that motion, Uncle Des, for a lineal descendancy recognition? Although this application is for a cultural descendancy, the letter from Hinana Rodriguez is to approve for cultural descendancy.
The motion on the table
excuse
is
me,
to
I'm
accept
speaking.
Them as a cultural
I'm asking
lineal
Uncle
descendant.
Des a question.
Can you be quiet? I got the right
no,
to speak.
No, I'm sorry. You need to stop. I'm asking
no,
Uncle
no, no.
Question
you need
on
to get professional.
Second.
If you can't do it,
Uncle Des,
get off. Put Brada back on as the chair.
No, I forgot what I was seconding again.
Well, you sorry.
that one, I'm really sorry. I got a lot of brother, but this is his second attempt. So, you know, you got to go Lino, got to go cultural. I think his brother got to come in at whatever level possible. I think we can work it out later. But my second to that motion stands, and I call for a vote.
Oh, wait, we still
got open discussion.
Yeah, right, exactly. My feeling is, I was just
answering a question.
Okay.
That's all I was doing.
All right, brother. Yeah. But I think since Kelly already is asking for culture, because I don't think you actually know the connection to that grave site, right? Is that true? Yeah, that's why cultural, I agree with Norman on not conferring to lineal, but cultural. Good, Law.
Or they say that I need more paperwork or something. I don't.
Yeah.
Right. I do want to just speak on the fact that, you know, Kelly came in last meeting and we didn't have quorum, and that was on us. And we chose to have him speak anyways. And he shared a beautiful testimony. He was prepared to share his testimony, and we had amazing commentary on it, which nobody who wasn't at the meeting doesn't know about, because they're not in the minutes and we don't have the recording for the minutes that we approved. They're not written down, but we also don't have the recording. And the technical difficulty of not being able to hear it because Kea sharing it is also still on us. And he had to, on the spot, give testimony again and feel unprepared and to share something very important to his kupuna and to him. And now we're in a situation where we're having discussion over this without having heard that same that testimony from last time, and having that discussion that you guys, you know, none of you saw the discussion that ensued. And I think, you know, I also shared that Kelly and I work together, and I've been with him through this journey of doing his research, and he's put a lot of time and energy into researching and making connections, and I am assured that he'll make more connections. I'm sure that when he's ready to file as a lineal, he can, and he'll make that substantial connection, and that's his right to make as somebody who's got connections here, and that he's putting that effort in. He is applying for cultural because that connection's not quite there yet, and I think it's going to be an important part of his journey in his mokuauhau and with his kupuna to figure out. But he's worked really hard to come here in front of us and to share all of this. And, you know, some of us, I was there last meeting, but some of us missed it, and for good reasons, you know. But I do, I just want to really acknowledge, I'm sorry that you weren't able to, you know, Kelly, you were under the impression that you didn't have to do testimony today. And I could see it on your face that you're trying to share with us, but you're on the spot, and now you're kind of worried you're missing things. And I just want to acknowledge that, because I know how much this means to you and how much it means to your kupuna here at Hokulia. But all of the discussion that we're having should really just focus on supporting him as a descendant. And I want to make sure that all of our, you know, our ano is reflecting that, and how we're communicating with each other in this moment, because it's about him and his kupuna. And I just
thank you,
really malama that, and thank you so much, Kelly. And we can, whatever discussion ensues, I just needed to share that from my end of knowing him.
Yeah, I amend my motion to say that we accept Kelly as a cultural descendant.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, let's move.
Okay, so technically our motion was made by someone out there and then seconded by Cliff. Who was made the original motion? Was that you, La?
Uncle Clifford is amending his motion.
Okay, for a cultural descendancy. And now we have a second. Will that be Uncle Des again to second that we approve for descendancy recognition?
I third.
Okay. All right, let's just call for the vote, y'all. Okay, all those in favor of accepting and approving this recognition of cultural descendancy, say aye, please. All right, I think we're all there. Any nays and no abstains? The motion passes. Mahalo ala and mahalo Kelly for being here and for everybody's mana'o.
Thank you guys, thank you. I really appreciate you guys and what you do. Thank you so much. Thank you guys.
Right on.
I have breakfast now.
Mahalo you guys, aloha.
Aloha.
Am I done here? Am I?
Yes, you're done. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
I formally release you, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Aloha. Take care.
Aloha. Okay.
What's next?
I'm not sure if I should defer to Nale, because I know one of our members told me to get off and let the our chair take over. So I'm happy to do that if that's what you guys want.
Kalena, you're doing fine. Hold on one. My
hope. Okay. I concur. You know, we're in the bottom of the ninth inning. Go on and finish the game.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. So our last item B and number four is discussion of Hawaii Island Burial Council membership roles, responsibilities, information, and discussion.
This might take a while.
Any discussion on that?
I have some news to share, which I think is probably bad news to all of your guys' ears. But so the AG office told me that, so I, you know, every month I send them the agenda. I do ask if anybody will be available to staff the meeting. But I guess Lauren Chun, the new deputy AG that we had, she got transferred to another division. So I think it's just Linda and Cindy that's managing all of the boards and commissions for DLNR and Department of Transportation. So they did tell me that they wanted to let me know in advance. They may not be able to be staffing all the meetings. And if there were any questions, that they can be, you know, you can email them the questions.
I think they got to change that narrative. They're supposed to be here. Somebody paid to be here, they better be here. There's no excuse. There's no reason why they cannot be here. I do not agree with that.
Their AG is an admission of negligence right there. So anything after the fact is not going to stand. We concur here. We have a quorum to discuss these issues that are under federal and state law. The state attorney general can't find it to hire more people or put people on there. That's their problem. And it's their negligence. So make that a matter of record that the council, I don't know if we're all in agreement, but yes, is that what you're saying? Just continuing your manao. If we're saying that the AG is negligent by not providing a person, then this entire council should hold to that position. If you got another opinion of that, then that should be on the floor to discuss.
I'll convey the message.
I agree also that we should have our AG here. I think our council is one of the hottest boards and, you know, commissions, councils that exist. And we have so much that we need to know and understand, and they need to be present here. There's other places they go and they don't need to be there. Those councils are handling just fine in those commissions. So I think they need to be here and they need to hire more people. There's no excuse. And we've gone years without their presence, and now they've been here. I think they need to be here. Go ahead, Uncle Des.
Yeah, you know, it's not will or need or should. They'd better be here. When any kind of Hawaiian issues, you know, all of a sudden they come up with excuses and reasons, and I'm glad I'm recording this because this is not Polo Lee.
Aloha kako, kaahiki solis. I do find it disturbing when people speak without taking into consideration the humanity and respect that we should afford to one another as residents, as people, all together with one common goal. No one should be singled out. There should be no misogyny. Shouldn't be any disrespect. So I think we have to do better. And I would ask that we all do better.
They call it my, but that goes for both sides.
You have to makavalu this.
I'm speaking about Kalamaya Anakala. I'm speaking about all of us as a whole. We all must do better. Thank you. And I'm sorry to interrupt you. Ehui Kalamaya.
Auli pilikia mai hopo hopo. Mana o mai kai. Makavalu ka ma ka mana o hoi.
Ai polole anakala. O oi ka u ohana makahau mea side mai wainiha mai mahalo.
A oia. And
well, what sorry, Kalamaya buddy. Aloha mai kako. That is unfortunately a major pilikia not being able to have the AG here, especially since some people look at barrel issues as being contentious issues. One way of doing that is we have all barrel council defer all everything until the AG starts showing up. I mean, it's going to create a backlog, but that's one way of maybe forcing the hand to where they need to start showing up to these meetings. And if, again, hate to be finger pointing, but then again, that would point in one direction is that we don't have an AG here to help us with the legal aspect of the situation. So just a thought, an opinion, not an EK. That's one way of dealing with the issue. You just put a stop hold on everything until they start showing up. And because if I'm not mistaken, there's usually only one barrel council meeting per week. I would presume that they could be able to show up, you know, at least once a week to there's two of them. But of course, if they're understaffed and underbudgeted, more money got to go that way. I mean, that's we all know that. It's common sense. And that's one of the reasons for this barrels or working group that's happening now. And one of the major issues concerned is the lack of AG presence at meetings, especially on Oahu and Maui again. We're blessed to have a few times, but of course, it's more to me like a ho puni puni, yeah? A ho mali mali, you know? Just appeasing us until we're okay and then move on and do something, like go back to the same old game plan. So just a thought. I hate to put Clifford. I can hate to, by no means, it's not trying to put the EV or the descendants as hostages. That's not the goal here, yeah? Not to create any hostages, but just to push a point, push the issue here. Where's the AGs? Thank you.
Yeah. Procedurally, it's this. We on the council are appointed by the governor as agency. So what we have at our disposal is called common law. So by our agreement in common, that becomes statute with or without council, AG. So the AG can either show up to defend itself or be absent under negligence, but it does not prevent us from moving forward. So any state agency that would make a comment, you're speaking to the council and we're appointed by the governor. Any state agency, are you appointed by the governor? No, you're employed, not appointed. Two different things, two different lines of authority. So everyone here should understand what their authority is and also understand what your liability is. So I appreciate Kalena in her mentioning that what we are doing here binds us by law. And under common law, we have that opportunity to voice. And now the state is supposed to enforce that by their police power. Whether they do that or not, it's outside of our jurisdiction. But we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. For these people who are coming, looking at us, to help them. So clearly AG not showing up, they're not helping them. We're paying taxes for what? So every state employee that's on here, every one of you are here because of the taxes we're paying. So you can't put yourself in a higher role than us. Bottom line, taxation without representation, no can. Check out your constitution. So with that, you know, we just got a lokahi, the council, and just move forward. So,
Mahalo. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I totally agree with the AG having to be here. But if they're not here, like Nali went back and sort of reiterated that we cannot hold the kupuna hostage because of their absence. So, and that's my whole point is we cannot forget the Ivi. We cannot hold back our ancestors and the kupuna that come and trying to get through the whole process, the political process. So we need to move even without the AG. And if we have questions, we got to put that down in writing form and send them off to them, at least for answers. But, you know, and that's how we get in some heated discussions because, you know, some people think they know the law and some people, you know, you know, it gets confusing on what the hell, who's right and stuff. So I think just moving on and like, let me see, that other girl is mentioning about just being respectful during our meetings, whether you agree or not, you know, that's an important point too, for make the whole council work better. So my point is, we're going to move no matter if the AG is here or not. That's my point. Thank you.
I was wondering if our chair wanted to give us an update on the working group that you've been attending. And, you know, since we're on that item right now, that topic, if you have any summary or updates.
Unfortunately, at this point in time, because they changed the meeting time, we used to meet in the late afternoons, early evenings. I have been unable to attend, and primarily it's because of my work obligations, unfortunately, to the school, because we're either doing Zoom or blended learning, which means we have students in class, plus we're doing Zoom at the same time, which is what's happening today. So it makes it very hard to attend meetings. Yeah, but La is a second.
There you go.
La has was asked if she wouldn't mind sitting as a second. I know she attended the first meeting. I presume she did the last one. So she might have better she'd have better insight, I would hope, as to what's going on. Sorry, La, just to pass the rugby ball to you, but here you go, tag.
I was not able to make the most recent meeting. I know Kea was able to attend, I believe, and if he wants to speak on that meeting, he can. But the meeting prior to that, you know, there was a lot of discussion about developing maybe a, what would I call it, an index of sorts of case studies, or, you know, I'll just call them cases, where we can give a direct connection or example to situations where we feel there's some sort of discrepancy between the way that CHIPC is doing things and the way that they need to be done, or HIBC, or, you know, for us specifically, for the Island Burial Councils, situations where this is what happened, and these are the details of that were flawed or need to be mitigated. And so there's, you know, and I'm going to be trying to set some time aside with Anakala Nale to work on ours, but each island burial council is kind of looking at cases on our islands in the past. And the idea is to show a recurring, not to take one instance where something happened, but to show a recurring theme of how things are being treated and where the flaws lie in that. So that when it's brought forward, it can be really clear and concise. Another thing that was mentioned is the request of each island burial council to show if their minutes are backlogged. And I am, you know, I commend Kea, because apparently on the other islands, their minutes are backlogged. And, you know, they asked me, they're like, well, how far behind are you guys? And I was like, he's not behind. So that's a good thing. That's really good on HIBC's part. There was a pretty concise across the board agreement by other burial councils that they want minutes written, and if there is a recording, that it's posted. And I think that's something that was pretty important to them for record's sake. A lot of them felt like, you know, before, like way back when it was recorded, and that was not, the recordings don't withstand time. So they just want to make sure that written record is kept. So the idea of having a brief description and knowing who made motions and stuff, I think is a good call, Kalena. And then there was one other thing, Kalamai, I gotta pull it from my brain. Oh, Shifty's responses And I would on from the side of somebody, you know, I'm at Hokulea, right? So I'm working with developers, but I work for the cultural sites. But it was an interesting conversation because they were talking about this lack of response from SHPD. And I did really want to emphasize, and I made that known in the meeting, but Kea and Chris are the only people at SHPD who ever get back to me. And that was before I was on the Burial Council as well. They have a high CRIS submission form that they require people to fill out for projects and such. And it was kind of discussed as a group that, you know, we don't hear from some people at SHPD or they respond to us initially and then they just stop responding. And as somebody, you know, who were, Hokulea has a really big history. They are one of the cases where things went, you know, wrong. But they are trying to learn from that. And they make a really constant effort to turn in paperwork and to put in their request to SHPD. And it is a deterrent, you know, even developers who are trying to do what's pono, if they're not, if SHPD's not responding, and again, I want to emphasize, this is not Kea. if anything, Kea and Chris push things through, but there's other people who just are not getting back to these different landowners. And that's not exactly encouraging them to do the right thing, because after you've been waiting for 10 months to a year for something to be approved, you know, nothing gets done. So that was a big conversation, the response time and engagement. So those were the main things, I think, if I could update.
Mahalo, La. And again, the primary focus again of the working group is to focus again how ineffective, inept SHPD has been, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, so this falls right in line. And in early discussions prior to law coming on, same thing, when they'll be chiming in. I mean, Maui and Oahu can go on and on and on about the situations they have, and they say, "Uncle, you got anything?" They're not really, bro. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, for the six burial specialists that I've been able to work with over all these years, Kea and Chris are on it. I mean, as far as I can see and tell, and I mahalo them for that. Yeah, mahalo them for that. They take on the kuleana, in an awesome way. And I appreciate that. So it's hard to chime in. Well, it's nice to not. I guess it's good to see that in some aspects is working, at least at the local level, at our borough council level. It's above them that it seems to fall short. And that's just how it is. Yeah. Okay.
The Big Island Borough Council is really good. I attended Maui and it's wow. Kauai. We really good compared to the other councils.
Polole, polole.
Yeah, I agree with well, La and all of you guys that Chris and Kea, they do excellent work. They always call me back, and if I need input, I call them and they answer, and you know, so at least I know what I'm doing. But I think because before they showed up, we were like 6-7 months behind on minutes, you know, and we're not the only ones. I'm pretty sure Kauai is backed up, and all the islands, you know. But I think just the way our council works together, you know, we're really active in what we do here on the Big Island. So I think that teamwork really puts for just how much SHPD and the council work together. I mean, yeah. Thank you.
Go ahead, La.
And I think that you know, of course, I've only been here for so long, but speaking as somebody just on the other end, you know, that I off of the council, I had to work with Kea guys, and I've had interactions with other members of SHPD. And I think it's a good thing about this working group is it is calling attention to these things, but it made me really concerned for the well-being of people like Kea and Chris and making sure that they're getting the support they need. Because I know them well enough now, and I know their work ethic well enough now, that if something they're being tasked with is not getting done. It's, you know, we all have a certain level of discipline, but they're not getting the support they need. And I think I'm really concerned with losing people with really good intentions and who come in with that passion and drive, like Kea and Chris, and losing them because they're not getting the support they need and they feel like they can't get things done. I want them to feel like the best version of themselves. So I think it just called so much attention to this idea that if we limit them by not, you know, addressing these systemic issues, that would be a really huge shame, because it is, again, even the individual, you know, maybe other individuals at Shifty, I don't know well enough and I don't know their history, but maybe it's just the result of that systemic issue again, where they did come in with passion and then they just kind of lost that drive because they were in this, you know, same cycle. So yeah, it was just,
Move the two. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was trying to hide my face all morning because it's all red and bruised right now from some face work I got done this past week. But I just wanted you guys to know that, you know, all the kind words, they really do mean a lot, because this is a really difficult job to do. You guys don't know the stress I deal with every week and every weekend. And, you know, when I first started the job, it was something that I could just shut off at the end of the day and carry on with my day. The longer you do the job, the more, it really, the position I'm in, you know, being in the middle of two opposing sides that, you know, it really does just pull you apart. And so, Chris and I, you know, we do try. And I think a lot of people at SHPD, you know, I will say, I think I'm better at communication than some people, but, you know, I think specifically, you know, speaking on my own self, I do try. So, yeah, hearing those words, they're helpful. They're helpful.
Kea, you should run for governor.
Oh, I was thinking of LG this year, but maybe not.
Yeah, I know.
Hang on.
The time is getting close. The contract is signed with Shifty. What is your perspective? What is how long more you plan on staying? Because you and Chris is the backbone of our, you know, Borough Council, and you guys brought this Borough Council to what it is today. And I know that when you signed, I kind of like signed the same, reconfirmed the same time as you. And I think my time is up this July, if I don't get reappointed. But I'd like to know, what is your standing on how long are you going to stay? You plan on staying with Shifty?
Oh, so we are contracted, only meaning that we're non-civil service, but we don't have we don't have like an end date to the contract. It gets renewed every year. But as far as how long I'm gonna stay, I'm not too sure. I mean, you know, I'll be honest, I cannot do this job forever. It's hard. But I'll stay for as long as I feel that I can continue. I can continue carrying the weight of the kuleana that we do.
Mahalo.
Thank you.
If anyone has anything more to add or not, we can move forward to announcements of our next meeting. Okay, our next meeting will be February 17th. online again via Zoom. So if there's nothing more, maybe I can get Waiola to lead us out with a pule, just to kind of seal our day off with some good vibrations, if you would. But unmute Scott.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Father in heaven, we bow our heads in prayer to you. We thank you for the opportunity of serving our kupuna in this capacity. We pray that all bless us, that we remember all the things that was discussed and learned in today's meeting, so that we become better commissioners. And pray that all bless us, that wherever we go, whatever we do, we'll be safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
Kalena.
Yes.
Wait, Kalena, I want to apologize to you in front of everybody for my outburst. It wasn't warranted. So, Kalamayo.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I have a request. If after our meeting, if Nale and Kalena, if you can stay on a little while, I have a couple questions off the record.
Oh, I'm supposed to advise against that. Three members of the council cannot meet together outside of a council meeting. So just because we're still on the recording, I just had to advise that.
Yeah, I'll zoom with you guys real quick. It's only about 5 minutes.
Okay. Try to send me a link.
Yeah, right now. Aloha. How are you?
Aloha, everybody. See you next month. Have a good one.
Aloha.
I'd like to request that this meeting, we end this meeting.
Yeah, there was no formal adjournment, but that's okay. I'll end. Let me stop.